This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Quentin Kidd is a political scientist at Christopher Newport University, chair of the Department of Government there, and he joins us on the program. Quentin, how are you, sir?
Doing really well. Actually, I'm, you know, this is going to surprise you, but we've had snow on the ground for about 5 days, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, down Hampton Roads area, y'all really got punched this last week, and you got more than we got here.
And this never happens for us. And, you know, the weather forecast kind of keeps evolving. It started off as we're going to have rain this weekend, and now I'm hearing a nor'easter with the possibility of sleet and snow.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, from what I heard, this coming weekend, we're either going to get a ton of rain or a ton of snow.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be a really, really nasty mix in between. But if it is snow, it's going to be a lot of snow.
Yeah, you know, and we're just not prepared for it down here. I mean, the cities and the counties, bless their... They tried as hard as they could to get stuff taken care of. But, you know, when it happens to you once every 5 years, you're just not ready for it.
Yeah, yeah. Quentin, we just got off the phone with Governor Bob McDonnell, and one of the things we talked about was offshore drilling. And he underscored his commitment to this and said, you know, Virginia can be the first here to really take advantage of the fact that we got some oil sitting out there under the ground out in the ocean. And he said, you know, they've been doing it down in the Gulf for 30 years, and why not us? So from your perspective, though, is it just a Richmond decision, or does Washington weigh in on this?
Well, yeah, I realize that the governor is really committed to offshore drilling, and he's committed to it because he sees it as a way to fund some transportation budgets that have been in arrears for, you know, a decade now, and he sees it as a way to prop up Virginia's budget. But at best, it can't be a short-term fix to the budget, because if everything worked well, if every star was aligned and everybody was, you know, playing in the sandbox together, the first dollar that flowed into Virginia wouldn't flow into Virginia's coffers for several years. And so it's not a short-term fix, but I think it's even, you know, the prospects are even gloomier than that. If you listen to the President's State of the Union address last week, he talked about the need to sort of think about energy in all sorts of areas, offshore drilling, nuclear energy, etc. But I think it's going to be a part of a compromise that the president wants to make with the Republicans over cap and trade. And I don't know that Republicans are going to be willing to compromise on cap and trade, which means that the president and Democrats are probably not going to be willing to go towards offshore drilling and nuclear energy. And so I think it's going to get caught in the kind of Washington politics over global warming and how to address global warming.
We're talking with Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University, chair of the Department of Government, political scientist, and expert on Southern politics. Quentin, you mentioned Washington politics. The stereotype now for the last few years has been that Richmond is becoming more and more like Washington, and we are seeing more and more partisanship on the part of both sides in political debate, and less compromise and practical solutions and what you could just say is good government.
Yeah, you know, as Virginia's become very competitive, both parties really compete hard, and both parties have had electoral successes and defeats. Virginia was run by a Democratic governor for the last 8 years. It's now run by a Republican. The Senate is controlled by Democrats, the House by Republicans. So Virginia's really tightened up. It's become a real swing state. It's one of two, it's probably the most swing state, southern swing state right now. Florida is right there with it. And so some people point to that and say, you know, Virginia politics is becoming more divisive because of that. And there may be instances of that. But in reality, I don't think state politics can ever become as divisive as Washington is, because the issues that delegates and senators are dealing with oftentimes are local issues that aren't easily defined by partisanship. And so for a delegate to become too partisan or a senator to become too partisan means that they're really ignoring their local issues and their local needs, and they just don't do that very often, and when they do, they don't do it for very long. So you have your your ideologues that we all know about. Bob Marshall, for example, is an ideologue, but everyone knows that he's that way, and he still takes care of his constituents even as he's an ideologue. But I point to somebody like Ward Armstrong. There was some criticism of Bob McDonnell giving the response to the State of Union address in the House of Delegates chambers. And Ward Armstrong, a leader of the Democratic caucus, said, you know, I don't have a problem. He's the governor of Virginia. I think that's fine. And so I think there are many examples where we aren't as partisan as Washington is.
We're talking with Quentin Kidd, political scientist. So what's your read on the current General Assembly? What's going on, whether politics or policy? What are you tracking?
Well, you know, I think it's a lot of the sort of preliminary kind of politics that really don't have any lasting influence, like bills that would prohibit or bills that make statements like the terrorist suspects at Guantanamo Bay shouldn't be tried in a federal court; they should be tried in a military court. You know, bills like that are going through the General Assembly right now. The real big shoe to drop that everyone's really worried about are things related to the budget. And right now things are kind of in slow-mo in a way because the governor has broken precedent and has not submitted a list of budget adjustments that he thinks need to be made to close this $2 billion budget gap. And what Governor McDonnell is doing, unlike what Governor Kaine and Governor Warner did, was that Governor McDonnell says, well, I'm going to discuss the budget adjustments privately with the leaders of the House and the Senate, and I'm going to let them sort of work through them rather than me coming and formally presenting the cuts that I think need to be made. And so what's happened then is a lot of information has been sort of taken out of the public realm, and it's being held privately. The discussions are being held privately. And so that's really changed the dynamic of the way Richmond is working right now. And I think it's sort of disrupted the pattern, if you will, of the way the General Assembly has gotten started in the last couple of, say, 4 to 6 years where we've had to deal with these budget cuts. And so I think it's changed the dynamic a little bit.
What do you think we're going to see out of the General Assembly as far as transportation is concerned? Anything big this session, or are they just going to continue to punt the ball down the field?
Yeah, what I hear from people is a special session on transportation. The governor, in fact, campaigned on solving transportation, solving the big problem, the big backlog. But then he made it clear when he came into office that the real bear to deal with right now is the budget, and that it wouldn't be possible to deal with the budget and transportation at the same time. And so I think what's going to happen is we're going to have a special session after this regular session, maybe sometime in the summer, kind of like what Governor Warner tried and Governor Kaine tried, and try to deal with transportation that way. I don't see anything important or significant coming out of the session on transportation, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I guess except for the increase to 70-mile-per-hour speed limit that was announced today, it looks like that's gonna go through.
yeah, that's probably true. I mean, the House passed it. The House bill that raises the speed limit. But those sort of things, they don't really. I mean, they're not going to bring in any extra revenue except for people who are. It actually might bring in lower revenue because we might have fewer speeding tickets because of this. So this might actually hurt us.
Yeah. We're talking with Quentin Kidd, political scientist at Christopher Newport University. What else are you following in this session?
Well, I'm going to go back to this, the way the governor's dealing with the budget. Here's what I find really fascinating about this. We have a budget gap right now in Virginia that's not anywhere near what it is in other states, but it's big. We're talking a couple of $1 billion. School districts are going to be laying off teachers. And it's going to be some really nasty medicine to swallow. And I think the governor is being really smart from a political perspective and perhaps from a policy perspective in how he's doing this. Rather than saying, here's my list of cuts, General Assembly, you go pass them and let me take the hit for all of this bad news that's going to be spread around the state as a result of this, he's basically saying, I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to consult with you quietly, General Assembly leaders, but I'm going to let you basically take the lead on the cuts. And that way we spread the political pain out a little bit. Now that's smart politics, I think, but it might be smart policy making as well, because it might be that some compromising comes out of this, and it might also be the case that less vitriol comes out of what is inevitably going to be really hard, which is to cut $2 billion more out of the state budget.
Oh, man. So this is just unbelievable. I mean, this is like it's like the snow that won't stop. This budget cutting and budget problems. You know, last year was nothing compared to what we're going to see this year, especially at the local level.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the last couple of budget rounds we've gone through, the last budget round we went through, we had federal stimulus money, that money that everybody hates, that the Obama administration pushed through in their first few weeks in office, that really saved us in the last year. I mean, we the state of Virginia didn't cut a lot of jobs because of that. Well, that money's gone in the next round of budgets that we're dealing with right now. And so we're going to hit bone here. We're going to have teachers gone. We're going to have government employees gone. We're going to have services limited. College, state grants for college gone. College tuition's probably going to go up. If anyone out there has children in college, I think you're looking at probably a minimum of 10% tuition increase next year.
Oh, my God. Quentin, seriously? So, wow.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I mean, look, California just raised its tuition 30% for the next year.
Oh,
it's a massive tuition increase. I think in Virginia you're probably looking at some 9.9% tuition increases across, state universities. Some universities might have them a little higher, some might have them a little lower, but you're looking at massive cuts. So you're looking at public schools that have fewer teachers, which means larger classrooms, and you're looking at tuition rates going up. You're looking at county sheriff's offices that have fewer officers to work the courts. You're looking at some real pain here in the next couple of years.
Quentin Kidd, political scientist at Christopher Newport University and chair of the Department of Government down there, and tracks the General Assembly in Virginia politics. Quentin, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Take care. Stay safe in the snow.
Absolutely. You as well.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.